The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb will be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, waiting the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples. A light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. And you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. Coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Israel. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Over the past week, we've celebrated many great saints in the Catholic Church. January 24th, St. Francis de Sales, the 25th, conversion of St. Paul. Last Sunday would be Thomas Aquinas. Then the last day of January, we celebrated the feast day of St. John Bosco. After the death of Dominic Savio, who was formed by John Bosco in the oratory, Dominic Savio appeared to John Bosco and asked him, what was it that gave him most joy when he was still living? And so Savio asked John Bosco to try to give a response. And he said, well, it must have been your deep prayer life. Well, guess again. Maybe your intense penances. Guess again. Maybe your charism with the young people to bring them closer to God. Guess again. And John Bosco said, well, I don't know. What was it that gave you the greatest joy in your life? And he said, my love for the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's what gave me the greatest joy. And I hope that's going to be your feeling tonight. That your great love for Mary, that you have tried to cultivate over the past month, and your consecration tonight, is going to be filling you with great joy. That beautiful prayer, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So how are we going to live out this very, very important day of your life? I'd like to give you some practical suggestions on how we can really live out this very special day in your life. First is, upon rising in the morning, all of us should start our day by giving ourselves to Jesus through Mary, by saying your act of consecration. Now we're going to be giving you a long consecration prayer that we're going to be saying right after my homily. This is a prayer written by St. Louis de Montfort that is actually in my book, at the very end of the book. You may not pray this prayer in the morning, but a shorter version. So start off your day by giving yourself totally to Jesus through Mary. Then after you say that prayer, I'm going to be saying a prayer of blessing. And the blessing is going to descend upon these scapulars that you can see in front of me. We invite you, as you start off your day, to say your act of consecration, but then to bless your scapular. Rather, kiss your scapular, and then private practice that I've had for many years is I kiss the scapular, then I bless my forehead, I bless my eyes, I bless my lips, I bless my tongue three times, because I talk a lot. Then I bless my heart. So you're giving yourself totally to Jesus through Mary by that exterior sign of wearing the scapular, which is the exterior sign of our consecration to Mary, is wearing the scapular. But the kissing of the scapular is a universal symbol manifesting our love for Mary. And every time you kiss the scapular, you receive an indulgence. The Church gives an indulgence for those who kiss the scapular. And you can apply that indulgence to the souls in purgatory, as well as for yourselves. Okay, next, the whole thrust of this homily is, after your consecration, how are you going to live it up? That's the whole thrust of my homily this evening. Okay, you've prepared yourself for 4 weeks. How are we going to live it out? The next is, do you remember about 15 years ago, the young people were wearing a wristband with these letters. W, W, J, D. Remember that? Back at, say, maybe about the year 2000, almost all the young people that were living out their faith would have that wristband, WWJD. I would invite those who have Catholic stores to go back and to make those, but also make another one, WWMD. WWJD would be, what would Jesus do? WWMD, what would Mary do? Amen? Amen? So wearing those two around your two wrists. So the second point is to live in the presence of Mary. Live in the presence of Mary. That beautiful hymn, beautiful song we sing in Italian and Spanish. Santa Maria del Camino. Our Lady of the Way. Wherever we go, we want to be aware of Mary's loving, maternal embrace. That Mary is present there with us. Thinking about us. Loving us. Embracing us. In her heart. So you see this consecration, it's not simply an exterior action, but it's a whole style of life that should be producing in you a lot of peace, and a lot of joy, as Dominic Savio experienced in his short life of 14 years and 11 months. Third, I feel honored to tell you that you're the first group in English that did the consecration with my book. Okay? So you're the first. So I feel. And I pray to God that it won't be the last, okay? So the book is focusing on, as I told you 4 weeks ago, we want to contemplate the face of Jesus through the eyes and the heart of Mary in the rosary. So all of us, if we want to love Mary, we should love what Mary loves. Mary loves the Most Holy Rosary. I hope and I pray after you're meditating upon the mysteries of the Rosary that you have fallen in love with Mary. Have you? So you're going to be praying the Rosary, loving the Rosary, living the Rosary, and imitating the virtues that are present in the Rosary. Every time you say Hail Mary, you're really saying, Mary, I love you. We have mothers here. You mothers, do you get tired when your children say, Mom, I love you? If your child said in the morning, Mom, I love you, then she said in the evening, Mom, I love you, don't say that. You already said it in the morning. No. It's a new moment of love. So every time we say the Hail Mary, Mary's heart rejoices. Her heart rejoices. So the more you can pray the Rosary, the more Mary's heart rejoices in heaven. And she will send a shower of graces upon you when you pray the Rosary. Next. Okay, now my book, you notice, is very Ignatian. Very Ignatian. How many times in the book did they tell you, now stop and talk to Mary? Almost every meditation. Now stop and talk to Mary. Talk to Mary in your own words. Mary has to be someone very real to you. Think of talking with your best friend. Well, Mary, your relationship with her should be 1,000 times deeper. And if you want an example of this intimate, constant colloquy or dialogue that you want to have with Mary, take the example of Juan Diego. Juan Diego, December 12th. Juan Diego had a problem and he opened up and he talked to Mary. And Mary listened. And Mary responded. And Mary loved him. And Mary worked miracles in the lives of Juan Diego and his uncle Juan Bernardino. So take Juan Diego as a model for you. Amen? He's a model. So you're saying the vocal prayer, the rosary is a vocal prayer, and you're meditating, you're using your mind, but also you're talking to Mary in a very simple, childlike fashion. As a child rests in the mother's arms, so we want to rest in the heart of Mary and talk to her frequently, fervently, constantly, and with faith. So today is the presentation of Jesus in the temple through the hands of Mary. Living out your consecration is living out this day. In a certain sense, of all the days of consecration to Mary, this has to be one of the best, because the presentation means you're giving to Mary everything. You're giving to her your past, your present, your future, your joys, your sorrows, your failures, your successes, your worries, your fears, even your sins. You're giving to Mary everything. That's the meaning of the feast day that we celebrate today, and it's the day of your consecration to Mary. You're giving her everything. So you no longer belong to yourself, but all of you, you belong to Mary, starting this very night. Amen?
Amen.
You no longer belong to yourself. You belong to Mary. So that should fill you with a lot of peace and a lot of joy. You don't belong to yourself anymore. You're in the hands of Mary. You're in the best of hands. And Mary, of course, presents us to Jesus and Jesus to God the Father. Now, if I didn't highlight this point as a Catholic, it would be incomplete. Now, everything that's going to happen tonight, it's a long, beautiful ceremony. You're going to receive the scapular. You're going to be praying the prayer. But receiving the scapular and saying the prayer, these are sacramentals, which are very important. You know the greatest thing you're going to be doing tonight? You're going to be receiving Holy Communion. By far, that's light years beyond anything else that we're doing. But Mary is the one that wants you to receive Jesus. As Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word." And Mary made her first communion when she gave the fiat, her consent. Mary is the model for all of us to receive Jesus Christ. So I'm going to implore you tonight, when you receive Holy Communion, Never go up to Holy Communion without asking Mary to give you her Immaculate Heart. Amen? And you're going to be noticing your communions are going to be, they're going to start to skyrocket. The fruits of your communion are going to be much better because you're receiving them through the heart of Mary. That's part of living out your consecration if you're a Catholic. All of us are Catholics. Living out our Catholic faith is living a sacramental life. Next, if we love Mary, here's the sequence. Knowledge leads to love. Love to imitation. Imitation to following. Following to transformation. No longer I who live, but it's Jesus and Mary that live in me. Amen? So living out our consecration to Mary is a firm purpose that we want to be contemplating this masterpiece of creation. In the words of St. Louis de Montfort, she's the masterpiece of creation, but we want to try to imitate Mary. Imitate her virtues. What is the virtue that you're weakest in? Maybe you're impatient. Maybe you're lazy. Maybe you're gluttonous. Maybe you're disobedient. We all have our kryptonite. We all have our weak point. Ask Mary to help you through her prayers. She's the full of grace to be able to practice that virtue that's so hard for you to practice. And she will help you. Do you believe it? She will. Next. I consider this to be one of the greatest graces of being a priest and an oblate of the Virgin Mary, is that I'm an apostle of Mary. An apostle of Mary is, I'm trying, working at it, striving to get as many people in the world consecrated to Mary. Now, if you really love Mary, if your consecration is true, you're going to try to bring as many people to Mary as possible. You're called to be the apostles of Jesus through the consecration to Mary. So whoever might be available to listening to you talk about Mary, talk to them about Mary and suggest that they consecrate themselves to Mary also. Two more short points. We're all tempted. And sometimes it happens, the closer we get to God, the more temptations we have. Right? I'll repeat them. The closer you get to Mary, the more trials and temptations you have. In your temptations, run to Mary and beg Mary to help you to fight with the devil, because the devil does exist. And Mary will crush the ugly devil with her heel. Then, if you do not have enough confidence in Jesus and Mary, and you fall, nunc cepi. You know what that means? Nunc cepi. Nunc cepi. Get up. Don't stay down. Run to Jesus. Run to Mary. Beg for mercy. And start again. Was Peter more holy before his fall or after his fall? Why? Because he trusted in the merciful forgiveness of the heart of Christ. Amen? And last, but not least, we all want to pray for the grace to die in the arms of Mary. There's a story of Saint Peter had the keys to open up the gates. And Peter is walking with Mary. Peter is walking with Jesus. And they bump into a man who's not very good, and Jesus said, "Why did you let that guy in?" Peter says, "I never saw him before." "Be more careful, Peter." So they're walking another 100 yards, and they bump into a man that's really pretty bad. He's a pretty bad sinner. And Jesus says to Peter, "Why did you let him in?" "Lord, I never saw him." They're walking another 10 minutes, and they bump into a guy that's even worse. And Jesus says, "Peter, Lord, Lord," you know what happens? "Every time I close the door, your mother opens up the window." So if you want the window, the gate, the door to be opened for us, we want to turn to Mary. And I'd like to close with a prayer that Father Antolini, who's celebrating his 60th anniversary tonight, today, says every night before he gives us a blessing. He says it in Italian, and I've lost most of my Italian, so I say it in English, and I've been saying this for about the past 50 years of my life. And the prayer is this: Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I give you my heart and my soul. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, make my heart like unto thine. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, assist me in my last agony. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I breathe forth my soul unto thee. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Amen.